Sports with Sonny Young. Happy Thursday, Sonny.
Happy Thursday to you, Kim.
Well, Sonny, I understand African football's top official tops your sports report.
Kim, Confederation of African Football President Issa Hayatou took temporary charge of FIFA Thursday after football's world governing body suspended its president, Sepp Blatter. The 69-year-old Hayatou, a Cameroonian, is FIFA's most senior vice president. In a statement, he said he will serve only on an interim basis and will not run in FIFA presidential elections scheduled for February 26, 2016. Earlier Thursday, FIFA's ethics committee suspended Blatter and his potential successor, Frenchman Michel Platini, for 90 days. The committee took the action less than 2 weeks after Swiss prosecutors opened a criminal investigation against Blatter involving a $2 million payment to Platini in 2011. FIFA says Blatter is not allowed at this point to represent the organization in any capacity. In response, Blatter's lawyers say the ethics committee failed to follow its own rules by not letting him give evidence. The 90-day suspension imposed on Platini will likely derail his bid to succeed Blatter when those presidential elections are held in February. The retired French star denied any wrongdoing earlier Thursday when word leaked of his suspension. The ethics committee also handed down a 90-day suspension to FIFA Secretary General Jerome Valka and banned former Vice President Chung Mong-jun for 6 years and also fined him $100,000. Valka was already on leave from FIFA over a separate allegation involving a ticket-selling scheme during the 2014 World Cup. While the FIFA corruption scandal continues to make big headlines, teams across Africa are playing 2018 FIFA World Cup qualifiers this week as the road to Russia begins on the continent. South Sudan, Africa's newest country, earned a point Thursday in its first ever World Cup qualifier, drawing 1-1 with visiting Mauritania. The match resumed on Thursday after heavy rains in Juba on Wednesday forced the game to be stopped after only 10 minutes. The second leg is scheduled for October 13th in Nouakchott, Mauritania's capital. Meanwhile, our African football guru David Legg says Kenya, Tanzania, and Burundi all posted victories Wednesday in 2018 African World Cup qualifiers.
Seychelles are still looking for their first victory in a World Cup qualifier. They were at home to Burundi, but unfortunately they lost 1-0, a goal from Abdul Razak, who plays his club football in South Africa. He scored after 15 minutes, and that proved to be the only goal of the game. So I think Burundi, we can say with a fair degree of certainty, Sonny, they're going to go through to the second round where they will play the Democratic Republic of Congo. In Dar es Salaam, a game I had the privilege of watching, Tanzania scored twice in the space of 5 minutes to beat Malawi 2-0, and that's a bit of an upset. Malawi, a higher-ranked country in Africa. And I think they went to East Africa hopeful of at least a draw. And the men who did the damage, not surprisingly, Samata and Ulum Wengu. They play for TP Mazembe of the Democratic Republic of Congo, who have reached the CAF Champions League final. They've been in good form for their club, and they transferred that to their country. Samata's goal was set up by Ulum Wengu. After 19 minutes, he stroked the ball home from deep inside the box. And then Ulum Wengu himself had a simple task after the goalkeeper spilled across. He just poked the ball over the line. And that was it. Malawi, who had started well, could in fact have been 3 or even 4 goals behind by the final whistle, as both Samata and Ulum Wengu had chances in the second half. One of them had a header coming back off the woodwork. And Samata, inexplicably, really, for such a top striker in Africa, he shot very tamely at the goalkeeper in stoppage time when it seemed as if there was a real prospect he was going to score. On that one, Sonny, I think Tanzania now have got a distinct advantage because they did not concede a goal at home. So if they were to score even once in Malawi, the Malawians would have to score four times. And a big one for the winners of this, they would face the top-ranked country in Africa, Algeria. In Bellevue and Mauritius, a real ding-dong battle between Mauritius and Kenya. The Kenyans built a three-goal lead. Mauritius scored two goals, and at that stage looked like they were capable of even snatching a draw. But back came the Kenyans to score two more and finish 5-2 winners. And I went through the David Legg record, Sonny, and I discovered that this is the first time that Kenya have ever scored five goals in a World Cup qualifier. And this match was their 65th. So we'll give a big high five there to the Harambee Stars. They have scored four goals on three previous occasions, twice against Burkina Faso and once against Seychelles. But against Mauritius, this was the first time they scored five goals. And among the scorers was Amolo, who scored a brace. Masika got one. Chatava got one. And the very promising young Michael Olunga, he also scored a goal. In fact, the last goal of the match. And needless to say, Sonny, with a 5-2 away victory, you've got to fancy the Kenyans to go through to the next round. And presuming they do get there, they would face the Cape Verde Islands. No goals in Moroni between Comores and Lesotho, a 0-0 draw. Lesotho had a tough finish, though. They had their goalkeeper sent off, so they were down to 10 men and were out their first-choice shot stopper. And that scoreline would, I believe, give Lesotho a slight edge. Lesotho, not a side that score a lot of goals, so even with home advantage next week in the second leg, I think this one is far from done and dusted, but you would have to say now, with home advantage, a slight advantage to Lesotho. And the winners of this tie would come up against the Black Stars of Ghana. Now, where all this leads us, Sonny, is you'll have 13 overall winners. They will be joined by the top 27 ranked countries in Africa. And there we're talking about the big boys. We're talking about Egypt, Tunisia. We're talking of Algeria, Nigeria, Ghana, Ivory Coast, etc. They will come into the mix. So you'll have 20 second-round matches during November. Same format as now, home and away games. And the 20 overall winners, Sonny, they will go into groups. Those groups have yet to be drawn. And those matches will start towards the end of next year. You'll have five groups of four. And the five group winners are the teams who will represent Africa in Russia.
David, you mentioned some of the big boys in African football and some of those big boys in action this week in high-profile international friendly matches. How about a preview?
Right, Sonny. It all begins on Thursday. And these big boys, as we call them, they'll be warming up, of course, for these matches next month in the World Cup qualifiers. And the thing about these two-leg World Cup qualifiers is there's no third chance. If you lose that tie on aggregate, you are out, Sonny. You are eliminated from the race to Russia. So these teams want to be as sharp as the proverbial razor blade when they face the so-called minnows. Nigeria, they're going to play the Democratic Republic of Congo in Belgium on Thursday. And then a very interesting match, Costa Rica will be at home to South Africa. South Africa is going all the way to Central America. And by all accounts, Sonny, they've had a bit of fun on their way there. They originally were supposed to go to Atlanta, but then decided they went to Brazil instead. And it took over 24 hours for Bafana to make it to Central America. On to Friday, Sonny, and in Agadir in southern Morocco, a big one, Morocco against Ivory Coast. In Algiers, it's Algeria against Guinea. In Rads in Tunisia, it's Tunisia against Gabon. And in Troyes in France, it's Burkina Faso against Mali. And this is a system a lot of African teams are doing now. They believe that because most of their teams are based in Europe, they actually play these friendly games in Europe. So instead of going to Ouagadougou or Bamako, Burkina Faso and Mali will play in France instead. On to Sunday, and it's Cameroon against Nigeria. And they don't get much bigger than this. And what I found interesting, Sonny, is these two giants of African football have not met since 2004. So that's one to look forward to, and that match will also be played in Belgium. In Dubai, in the United Arab Emirates, it's Egypt against Zambia.
David, I know our Voice of America listeners in Lusaka and Cairo will have great interest in that international friendly in Dubai between the Pharaohs and the Chipolopolo. And our African football guru, David Legg, will be back on Friday's Sunny Side of Sports with more soccer-licious analysis. Now let's go to the British capital for an update on the Rugby World Cup. South Africa crushed the USA Wednesday 64-0 at the Olympic Stadium in London to advance to the quarterfinals at the Rugby Extravaganza. The two-time world champion Springboks of South Africa will stay in London for their quarterfinal match on October 17th against either Australia or Wales. That game will be played at Twickenham Stadium, also the venue for the Rugby World Cup final on October 31st. And let's give a Sunny Side of Sports shout-out for South African winger Brian Habana, who equaled Jonah Lomu's Rugby World Cup record of 15 tries with a hat trick against the USA. South Africa's head coach Heineke Meyer is praising Habana.
Brian is, when we really needed him the last two, 3 weeks, he was at his best. You know, you must thank the forwards as well and the backs making it possible. But I'm so proud of him, not just as a rugby player, but as a human being as well. And it's great, you know, it's really great that he's on form. We're going to need him, hopefully, or definitely in the next game. He's a great ambassador for South Africa, peaked at the right time, and we're going to need more tries from him. But I'm really happy for him. Brian will tell you as well that for him, it's mostly about the team. But it's great that South Africa can hopefully get that record. It will be great for our country and for Brian as well.
South Africa's national rugby coach, Heineke Meyer, applauding the record-equaling performance of Brian Habana. Meanwhile, South Africa's neighbor Namibia suffered its third consecutive loss on Wednesday, a heartbreaking 17-16 defeat to Georgia in Exeter, England. The Namibians will be playing for pride only on Sunday when they take on Argentina in Leicester, England.